Michelle and I used to be his friends, and she should be a special Swiss. Rabbi Mari Hinurasi Shiyichu, Swiss Navigate, Mr. Chaim Tzvi, Vchalai Hulu Medam, Rishin Vishra, Rishin Moshe Morochai, Rishin Vishra, 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 And we'll have a position of Yosef, and it's based in the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu, the Shishiva Shlita. It says in the Torah, Dvarim 16:3, Shivas Yom Tochal Matzis. 7 days you eat Matzis, another pasuk says 6 days to eat Matzis. That's Dvarim 16:8. So Chazal Darshan in Psachim 128, Mashvi Rishus Avkulam Rishus. Just like the 7 days, Rishus Hased Lundi Subsukim. It's the 6 days and it's the 7 days, Matzis. So we say, just like the 7 days, Rishus, so too, they're all Rishus. Except for the first day. And that's based on the Midah of Dabashay Yad Shahay B'chlal, B'yatza B'yatza B'na'klal. In other words, in the pasuk of Sheshes Yom Tochal Matzis, it says at the end of Yom Hashvi Atzeres Hashem Lekecha, and the 7th day is Atzeres. Doesn't say to eat matzah. Only says to eat matzah on 6 days. 7 days Atzeres. So it takes out of the cloud the 6 days. So the Gemara dashes from that, just like Shvi'is and Shus. As we have in the pasuk of Shivas Yom Tochal of Matzis, there we have that you should eat Matzis for 7 days. So just like the 7 days of Rishus, so too the 6 days are Rishus. Why is that? Because it was Dabar Shehayah B'chlal. It was included. Shivas Yom Tochal of Matzis. And then B'yatza Min HaKlal. And then went out of the Klal because it says only 6 days eat Matzis. So therefore, it's not coming to teach about itself, rather it's coming to teach about the whole cloud. About all 7 days, the 7th day, there was Yotzim in that cloud. It's just like Seras Hashem Lokecha, it's coming to teach you about all the days. And just like Shvi's Rishus, so to the first 6 days are Rishus, except for the first night. L'chora, the Yikra Limit here, is to Patra on the 7th day from the Chiva B'chilas Masa. In the mail, all days are potter. But the Bivadai is not Havamina to Aser Achila. That the Pasuk has to say Rishus. In other words, the Rishus is coming Lafuke that it isn't Achiv. It's not Rishus coming Lafuke that it is an Isser. And it's coming to say that there's no Isser. There's no Havamina that it is an Isser. But rather, it's coming to tell you there's no Achiv. What's the lashon of the Gemara? Mashvi Rishus would have been better probably if it would have said there's no chiyuv on the 7th day. Mashvi ain chiyuv. Rishus usually implies that it's permitted to come to tell you that there's no iser. But here it's coming. It's telling you not that it's permitted. There's no iser. Here it's telling you that you're not obligated. So Bishnai Lashit Sankhal. That all 7 days there's a mitzvah, famous Gravar the Mishnah Berura. That in all 7 days there's a mitzvah, and an inyan to eat matzah, there's a kiyum mitzvah. So you can say that it's not a chiyuv, it's only a rishus. Because according to the Gra, it's a mitzvah to eat matzah. So therefore, it's using a lashon of rishus to tell you that even though there's a mitzvah eat matzah, but it's still only a rishus. It's not obligatory. But according to the other shitas, that there's no mitzvah eat matzah, so rishus seems to be saying that it's permitted. There's no iser. Why would you think there's an iser? Now, b'chol ma'alach gulus mitzrayim. Vayitziya lo miskal b'pasuk inyanam shel shvatim. Ad amidatam b'yam b'kriyat yam suf. So, there's no mention of the shvatim when they're leaving Egypt, in the Pesukim, until they're at the Kriyas Yamsuf, we have, for example, the Pasuk in Tehillim that describes Kriyas Yamsuf, Sham Binyam and Sari Loidem, Sari Uderi Masam. This means that there Binyam the youngest rules them, the princes of Yehuda stone them, the princes of Zvulun, the princes of Naphtali. There, the Gemara tells us that when the Jews were at the edge of the sea before it split, they began to quarrel, the Shvatim. Each argued that it deserved to be the first to plunge into the water. And suddenly the tribe of Binyamin leaped into the sea. As the verse says, Loidem Reid Yam, they went to the sea. So because the tribe of Binyamin courageously assumed the role of leadership of the sea, so later Shaul became the first king, Roidem Bilshin Roide. But Yehuda was the tribe that was divinely ordained for the monarchy, so they reacted forcefully to Binyamin's apparently usurpation of its royal power. So Yehuda stoned Binyamin, forcing them to return to shore. Then, led by Nachshon ben Aminadav, they jumped in. So it was later transferred from Beis Shaul to Binyamin to Beis David. You see at the Yamsuf that this is the first time there's a mention of the Shvatim. So we have to understand the Shaychus of the Shvatim to Kriyas Yamsuf. So that's maybe the end that it says at the beginning of Parashat Shal, Vikach Moshe, Asmas Yosef, Vimo, Kiesh, Ben Shbiya, etc. Valisimus, Esmosa, and Yizei Yitchem. That Moshe took the bones of Yosef because he made the tribe swear that they would bury him in Eretz Yisrael. Bring up my bones, Yitchem, with you. So at the end of Chumash Bereishis doesn't say anything about Yitchem. This word is added over here. In Bishalach. Lama? Because it says Yitchem, because it's a special Yachasut to the Shvatim, which wasn't okay at the end of Bereishis, but now we're talking about Kriyas Yamsuf, there's a special relationship to the Shvatim, so that's the Yitchem, with you, with the Shvatim, bring up my bones. So the meaning would appear as follows, that since Kriyas Yamsuf has its own shame in Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's called in the Yerushalmi, Psachim 10:6, Ayin Shem B'Kar B'nei Eida, off-quoted, Gemar Geulasam, it's the end of their Geula, at the end of Parashas Bo. We talk about the Yetzir L'Shishim Ribo. 600,000 people went out, and they took pieces of Mitzrayim to fulfill the Haftach of Rizpan of Sar B'Achrich and Yetzir B'Chush Godol. And we create Yamsuf, they were Zohar L'Bizis Hayam. And on these two it says in Shir Shirim, Aleph Yud Aleph, Mamid Barabi Yud Gimel Chof, Torah Zav Nasalach Mikudus HaKesef, that Zav is more chashiv than Kesef. So the Biza of the Yam is Torah Zav, and that's more chashiv than the Mikudus HaKesef of Mitzrayim. Shira Chadash Yishibchu Geulon L'Shem Chas Fas Hayom, the name is Fas Hayom, the Bank of the Sea is a place that's close to the Olam HaMechusa, like it says in Birchas Yosef, Ma'adogim Shebiyam, Amayim Chasim Aleim, Brachas 28. So the fish are covered by the water. So Sfasim is a place close to the Makom HaKisui, of covering. And therefore fish are covered by water, because Yam is Mechase. And that's why Yosef has the Bracha of the fish, so he's got no Ayin Hara. It's called Alma Diskasia, the world of covering. And parallel to this, in the soul, is also a makom hamiskasi v'gan, was this hidden, stored away place. And just like the Kriyas Yamsuf, there was a gilui of Oymek HaYam, because Baruch Hu wanted also in this school to be Megala Ma'ameke Yofi Nafshin Shei Sor, just like he was Megala the Yam. He revealed the Yam, he opened up the Yam, he opened up the Hester. So too in this Geula, he wanted to be Megala, the depths of the beauty of the Jewish soul, together with the depths of the sea. And that's what it says in the Shiva, it's like, Keli, my God, I'll glorify him. Unisuch Kriyashma. Because creation, I hear, we're called for the first time, Ahuvim, Yedidim, Azil Shibcho Ahuvim, Benasin Yedidim, Zmiros, Visishvachos. So that's the whole idea of the Shira, to bring out the beauty of the Jewish people, those beloved Jewish people, the Ahuvim, the Yedidim, just like it revealed the sea. It's also going to reveal Ma'amokei Nafshan, the depths of the beautiful Jewish soul. The beginning of Sefer Shmos, it says, Eilish Shmos Bnei Yisrael, Abayim Mitzrayim Es Yaakov, Sefer Shmos was called by the Ramban, Ramban Sefer Abonim, Motsiim Lachutz, that take out from the roots of the creation of the Avos in Chumash Bereishis. Now we're talking about the Bonim, the Shvatim, Abayim Es Yaakov, they come with Yaakov, Eilish Shmos Bnei Yisrael, Abayim Mitzrayim Es Yaakov, with Yaakov, this is Sefer Abonim, as opposed to in Parshas Vayigash, where it says Abayim Mitzrayim Yaakov Ubanim, because the Indian of Banim is a Gilu, is a revelation of the premius of the depths of the Avos and the Shvatim, are the Gilu of Yankov. And Yosef is called Iker Zarish El Yankov, and he's Megal of the premius Indian Yaakov. And therefore he's Loish HaShvatim over here, and he comes before everybody to Mitzrayim, and he's Mashbia that they should take his bond with him. The Shvatim should take. He should take all the bones of the Shvatim together with him. In other words, not only are they to take the bones of Yosef when they cross the sea, but the bones of all the Shvatim. Because Yosef is the Rosh HaShvatim. And Sefer Shmos, it's called Sefer Habanim. So they get a promotion. It says over here in Sefer Shmos Dafka, Habanim and Saraima Es Yaakov, together with Yaakov. As opposed to in Vayigash, it's Yaakov Ubanim, it's still Ubanim, but here it's with Yaakov. So it's an elevation. The Shvatim are the Gilui of Yaakov, and Yosef is the highest Gilui because he's the Iker Zadu Shel. He'll have told us Yaakov Yosef, he's the Iker Gilu of Yaakov. So he's the Rosh HaShvatim, therefore he comes first in Mitzrayim. And he says to bring out the bones, Yitchem, together with your bones. Now there's a special bris for the Shvatim, and that's the 10th Sechira, and the Zechronis of Rosh Hashanah, Zechart and Abis Hashanah, Masher Atzisi, Oysam, Yeretz, Mitzrayim, Leina, Agoyim. So I'll say that's the bris HaShvatim. And the Shvatim, right, that's how I remember the bris Rishonim, that I took you out of Egypt, to the eyes of the Goyim, Chazal said, this is Shmos Rabbah 44:9, that's the bris HaShvatim. And each shaved on his own has a haftach of nitzchis of eternity, like it says in the Baba Master 115b, Gemiri lo kol ha-shifta, that we have a tradition that no shave is going to be destroyed, each shave is going to be forever. And that's why it says in the Pasuk, Le'enei ha'goyim, Zechadu lam b'lis rishonim, Asher otzisi oisam eretz Mitzrayim. Le'enei ha'goyim. Chayil, we don't find this mefurish anywhere else but by Kliyas Yamsuf, where it says, Shamu amin yirgazin chil achaz yoshvei palosh, is there, the goyim heard about that, was le'enei ha'goyim. Kliyas Yamsuf is le'enei ha'goyim kulam, and that's the bris ha'shvatim. It's mentioned here in the Pasuk in relationship to Kriyas Yamsuf Daika, and Sa'ini Kol Alein Agoyim. So it says in Vayikra 26:45, is referring to Kriyas Yamsuf, because Kriyas Yamsuf Dafka was Alein Agoyim. And Chazal say about this Pasuk that this is the Bris HaShavatim, this Pasuk is Chatan Bris Rishonim, so I have a Bris HaShavatim. So it's the Bris HaShavatim, that's Alein Agoyim. And that happened in Kriyas Yamsuf. So there's a special shaykhs between the Shvatim and Kriyas Yamsuf. So here the beauty of the soul of the Jewish people comes out by the revelation of the matter of the seed of Yaakov, the Shvatim. And that's what it says when Yaakov goes down to Mitzrayim, who's Makar Zvach and Be'er Sheva, Bereshis 46:1, Chazal say, Bereshis Rab 94:5. Shehaya Bris HaShvatim, that this Hakarvus Zvachim, this spring of the Zvachim was for the covenant of the tribes that Hashem had with the Shvatim. And that's what the Navi says in Habakkuk 3:9, Shavuos Matos Omer Sela. The oath of the Matos are the tribes. And Omer Sela says forever, it's Amicha. There's no Mefurish Pasuk about it, because Baal Peh is more Pnimi, is deeper than when it's spoken. Like Torah Shebaal Peh, that it's coming from the inside. It's not exposed, written. So that's the Shavuos Matos, that's the oath of the Shevatim, the special covenant God has with the Shevatim. If so, this Mice of Kriyas Yamsuf from the Gemara Geula is like a second Yitzhiya, in other words, it's the revelation of the beauty of the soul of the Jewish people that are coming out of Mitzrayim, and therefore there's Zocha to Ashira, and there's Zocha to Bizis Hayam from this hidden place. Yishma Yisro, Mashmu Hashem Oba Kriyas Yamsuf, Ma'al explains in the Sefer Gvuris, in the 42nd Perek, that Be'emes we don't find the Shara Umos. Shiasha Lamandu Lahakhlu from Masa, that somebody can change his nation. And a daimi can't be misgayer and become a Moavi. Chadaim, that's the Chiddush Inyan of Gaelus that we have by Yisro. And only through Kriyas Yamsuf he understood that he could be misgayer, Mashmu Hashem Oba Kriyas Yamsuf, we have to understand. How did Yisro understand from Kriyas Yamsuf that he could be misgayer? So it would appear that since he saw by Kriyas Yamsuf, the miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf by the Mahalach of Bulus Mitzrayim, the Nes goes all the way to Maaseh Bereishis, like it says, V'yashabam Neisano, the sea goes back to its original strength, Chazal Seishim Osirah, the 21.6, the Tanoah Rishon to the first condition, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu made a Tanai that the sea should split for the Jewish people and then go back to the way it was. And so to Chazal say, that B'kiyas Hayam, that the splitting of the sea, this is Mechilt Mashal of Pashu Yimel, Ba'asiyas al-Kharav, and making it in dry land, it's like the Maimer of a Sarah Mamaris. You cut one Maimer of a Mechad, the Seroy Abasha, the Kosh Baruch Hu did for man, making dry land. Kol Shekem Shul Eid HaKadoshi for the Jewish people. And since Shemagia Kol Kach Omek Yitzirat HaOlam B'mai Separations Kriyas Yamsuf goes back to the creation of the world, and therefore, Hu Adin Shevakoach said, with that same Koach, you can change the nature because it goes back to the very beginning, to the very roots. So we're dealing, that's what happened in Kriyas Yamsuf. So if a person, so that's where Yisro learned from. Yisro learned, oh, for the Jewish people, for the Eved Kedosh, Kadosh Baruch Hu went back to Maaseh Bereishis and to be Mishana Teva. So that can apply to me also. Masha'en Kain, when you're dealing with a person who's in one nation, you can't change to another nation because his nature is like the first nation. You can't change into a dog can't become a horse and vice versa. Geirus Yisrael is Kekot Shenoylad, it's Yitzirah Hadosh, it's Maaseh Bereishis. So when Yisrael saw the Maaseh Bereishis of Yikabu Amayim Mokum Echav Seroi Abosh of Kriyas Yamsuf, he understood that he can change his own Teva and become a Jew. And therefore, the Maaseh of Kriyas Yamsuf was Ke'oimek HaPnimi Shel Yitzis Mitzrayim, it's like another Yitzis Mitzrayim in a deeper way. It goes mamish back to the Chiddush of Maaseh Bereishis. We also know that 10 Makas and Mitzrayim correspond to the 10 Ma'amaris. So Mitzrayim was running after them because we were going after Mitzrayim of all the Doris, and that's who we overcame. And that's what it says, the Goizel Yamsuf L'Zorim Tehillim 136:13, that each Shevet had their own pathway within the Nes of Kriyas Yamsuf, because there's a Kriyas Inyan HaShevet, there's an establishment of each tribe in the Mahal Chanitzli, in the eternal process of Klal Yisrael, that each one has their own Mahal, if each one's going to be eternal. Again, we see the special status the tribes by Kriyas Yamsuf, the Chayad and Bris Vishan, which are Tzisios and Meretzayim, the Enya Agoyim, which is the Bris HaShavotim, Chazal say, and that the Shevet is Nitzri, and the Enya Agoyim is only Kriyas Yamsuf, because that's Chilo Chazir Shrei Peloshes, as in the world of Edom, etc., that's the Goyim saw. So this is the special Bris of the Shavotim, therefore each Shevet has its own Mahalach, its own pathway. ותפסו כאן מהלך גאולת ישראל מהתחלת מחשבת הבורא בבריאת העולם בשביל ישראל. כמו שכתוב, בני בכורי ישראל שאלו במחשבה תחילה ועד גאולה האחרונה, שתביאמו ותתאמו ובניין בית המקדש, עד השם ימלוך לא אלון ועד. So, the whole Bria was for the Jewish people, and therefore it starts, בני בכורי ישראל, that you're my בכור, you're old במחשבה תחילה, and then we get to Kriyas Yamsuf, which is תביאמו ותתאמו, that we're going to be planted in Eretz Yisrael, בניין בית המקדש, until השם ימלוך לא אלון ועד. And therefore it would appear that Chazal tell us, Bikshim alofi ha-shara is lemar shira. And there was a time in Maisi Yadai Tovim Ba'yam, but then when we were shira, so many people asked the Kasha, Maishna, B'nai Yisrael, that they did say shira, the Malachim are not allowed to say shira. So it would appear that only the Gabi Malachi ha-shara is that are outside of Mokum ha-pnimi, B'cheshi samachshol v'esla yizborach, B'shira she'im ha-yoimrim, he'al Maisi zeh levat. The Malachim are only saying shira, and this is Maisi alone. There was a time when Maisi Adai told him, what are you singing for? The Jewish people are found in the Pnimi Yusan Hagu, the Pnimi Makom Malachi Asher, is there in a deeper place. And Shira Sayom was on the general plan of God. Mibreshis, from the very beginning, Shira Sayom, Hayita al Klal Tuchnit HaMachshava al Yona Mibreshit V'tino Arishan. Now we're going back to the very beginning of creation, the roots of creation, that's what the Jewish people are singing about. And that machshava includes everything, Tfiyas Mitzrayim, and a lot of other things as well. But not as a cheshbon prati of Tfiyas Mitzrayim, but as part of the general plan of the Bria. Until Mikdash Hashem Korni Yadech and Hashem Yimloch Leilam Void. And that there's no taina. Don't sing about Maisi Yadai Tov V'yam, that's the taina of Malachim. But when the Jewish people are singing, they're singing on the whole mahalach of the Bria, until Hashem Yimloch Leilam Void, V'yam Zedem will be based on Mikdash, come there, Yisrael, based on Mikdash, and then the ultimate revelation of God's good glory forever. And it says the seventh day is chishus, as ne'amal b'zeh she'otan nekudat emuna. That point of emuna that took root on the night of the 15th. Ha'al she'lifnei ha'zayin, oz she'ofia mikoach ha'korban pesach, she'ne'echal ad makat b'chorot, she'bizman chatzois ha'shayich le'erev pesach. L'chei ne'echshav gam shvi'i shel pesach, ליום שמיני מאותו אחד. ועל זה נאמר, שבעת ימים תאכל עליו מצות. כלומר, לקורבן פסח. ולהמשיך, מאור אותה נקודת האמונה של גילוי בני בכורי ישראל וגילוי ראשית שלהם, ולהכניסו לתוך כל הטבע, אחרי השבעת ימים תאכל שתאכל עליו, על הפסח כל שבעה. In other words, translated to Portuguese, we have this Oz Yashem Moshe, the Oz, the Aleph that precedes the Zion. So what is the Aleph that precedes the Zion? So that's the first day of Pesach, the first night. We have this Nekudas Emunah of Lil Tesvav, when God takes it out of Egypt and reveals himself, reveals the Bnei B'chor Yisrael, and reveals the last covering, the last layer. He unpeels it. Tenth Makah, Makas B'choris. That's the Aleph that precedes the Zayin, but it's not only the Aleph, the first that precedes the seven, but it's meaning the first of the seven, but it's first that's actually before the seven. How is that? Because the Achilas HaPesach is because of the Korban Pesach that was Shaykh to Erev Pesach. That's when the Korban was sacrificed on Erev Pesach. And therefore, the Shvi Shel Pesach is really like the eighth day. That's the Aleph. That's the Aleph that precedes the Zion. The Aleph is the Erev Pesach, because that's when the Korban Pesach started. And on top of that, we have the Zion. We have the seven. And that says, Shivas Yomim Toichal Olof Matzis. For 7 days, you should eat on it Matzis. What do you mean on it? On the Korban Pesach. On the Korban Pesach of Erev Pesach, you should eat Matzis for 7 days. And what we're doing is we're mashich, we're drawing from the light of that Nekudas Emunah, of the revelation of Bnei B'chor Yisrael, of the first day of Pesach, which again is really Shechet Erev Pesach, because that's when the Korban Pesach was shechted. So we're taking the 7 days of, we're connecting all 7 days of Pesach to that revelation of Bnei B'chor Yisrael and the Gilui Reishis Shelahem, that all of the Machshava Tchila, that was God's original plan. For Yisrael, Nikuracious, the whole world was for Klal Yisrael, and to bring that into the Teva, into the 7 days. days that you're eating the matzah. You're eating the matzah on the Pesach of 7 days, and as the Pesach represents the miracle, the revelation of the greatness of the Jews, the B'nai B'chol Yisrael, the root, the reason for creation. And on top of that, you should eat the matzah for all 7 days, all Shivas Chaya HaTeva. You should bring that into the Pesach. The koach of drawing that point of the root of Emunah and to bring it into Olam Hazeh is done by the Shvat, and they bring Kedushas Yaakov Avinu, who includes all the storehouses of the souls of the Jewish people, and they reveal, they bring them down, they reveal these oitzrus into Bnei Yisrael by Olam Hazeh. That's the job of the Shvat, and to take all the oitzrus of Yaakov Avinu and reveal in Olam Hazeh. So these are the Shvatim. Shenika gam behem netzach Yisrael. The Shvatim, each Shevet, has in itself also a netzach Yisrael. And that's Kabbalah's Inyan Achilas Kol Shiva Olav. What do you mean Kol Shiva? That Lahachnis Kedusha Zu, to take this Kedusha of the first day of the Karban Pesach, of the miraculous, of Bnei B'chori Yisrael, of Yisrael, of Yaakov, of Bnei Yaakov being eternal, and bring it into the Tavan, the Dibre Rishus of Chai Yisrael. Therefore it says, Mashvi Rishus. They were supposed to bring all the iris of Karban Pesach down to this world. And by eating the matzah for 7 days, Mashvi Rishus. So to the first 6 days are Rishus, meaning that we're bringing all the Kedusha of the Karban Pesach into all 7 days of Rishus, of the voluntary world, the non-mitzvah world of Bnei Yisrael. And we're going to try to bring down all the Kedusha to this world. And that's the Avodah of the Shvatim. And that relates Afka to the seventh day, Mashvi Rishus. Shvi is when Kriyas Yamsuf happened. It happened on the seventh day. So, just like Shvi is Rishus, so to all 6 days are Rishus. Just like Shvi, just like Kriyas Yamsuf, which relates, as we said, to the Shvatim. And that's the bringing down the Kedusha of Yaakov into this world. So to all 6 days, you have to do it in all the cycle of nature. You have to bring down, you bring the Karban Pesach, bring the Kedusha of the Karban Pesach, Bnei B'chor Yisrael, Kedusha of Yaakov Avinu, bring it into all Mashvi Rishus, just like the seventh day is Divrei Rishus, the Shvatim are their job. The Shvatim, the seventh day, Kriyas Yamsuf, their job is to bring the Kedusha of the Klal Yisrael into the world. So too, all 6 days, all the cycle of nature, we have to bring the Kedusha into this world. That's the job of the Shvatim. So we're zochot to understand Pilei Plos, the Indian of Kriyas Yamsuf, of the Gili, Ma'amokei Hayam, the Alma Diskasi, the real Diskasi, so to the revelation of the beauty of the Jewish people. And that's what we call Ahuvim, that's what we call Yedidim, this is Sefer Habonim, Habonim Mitzrayimah, together with Yaakov, this is the Sefer HaBanim. This is the Sefer talks about the Chashivas of the Banim. And therefore, we have the Pasuk that says that all their bones, Ve'ikach Moshe's Asmus, Yesifimo, Kishvesh, Ve'alisim, Sazan, Ze'itchem, together with you. In other words, there's a special Asiachas to the Shvatim, and not only were the bones of Yosef brought, but all the Shvatim, Yosef is the Iker, son of Yaakov, the Shvatim as well. This is a special Chashaychas of the Shvatim to Kriyas Yamsuf, as we saw, because the Shavua of Hashem with the Chartan of Ris Rishayim, Asher Ritzes Yosem, Eretz Hashem, Le'ene Agoyim, Chazal say that's the Ris HaShvatim, that's Le'ene Agoyim, that's Kriyas Yamsuf, as we explained. That's the Pasuk in Chabakuk, Shavua Smatis Omer Selah, that the Shavua of the Shvatim is very, very deep Shavua. It's eternal and Masela, it's more Pnimi, it's like Torah Shabbal Peh. And Kriyas Yamsuf is the Gemara Gula, where it shows the beauty of the Jewish soul, and it goes back to Maaseh Bereishis, Latinoa Rishon, and that's why it was like Yikov Maim Makom Echa Viserai Abasha. It was going back to the original revelation of the dry land of Kriyas Yamsuf, so to hear. And Yisro saw that you can change the Essen Teva, so we understood that you could become Jew and change your Teva. So Kriyas Yamsuf goes back to Esamai Sibirishis, and that's really our avoda at the seventh day. The seventh day is Rishus, is bringing down all the Kedusha into the world. We see that this is the day of the Shvatim, whose job is to bring the Kedusha into the world. Therefore, it's the Gozi Yamsuf Chazarim. It was a path for each one, and then we're singing about Kriya Siyamta, we're singing about the entire Mahalach, unlike the Malach, we're singing about the entire Mahalach of the Kriya until Hashem Yimalach Le'ed Avoid. And so, Shev Siyam Tochal Olav Masa is that Olav and the Korban Pesach, all 7 days, just like the seventh is Rishus, it's a Shvat, and bring down Kedusha into our world, so too, 6 days are Rishus on top of the Masa, all the cycle of nature, you have to bring into this world of miracles of Yim Chori soil, and we should have to be Zoche to do so. Amen, Amen, Shalom, Shalom, Sweet.